Tonight's Maral actually addresses a halachic question that's asked by Tosfos in the Gemara. There's a halacha that the Torah, the prohibition, really the Torah says of kishuf, of sorcery, in which a person is not allowed to base their actions on events that take place in the world. For example, a person's not allowed to say, if it rains tomorrow, I'm going to invest in the market. And if it doesn't rain in the morning, I won't invest in the market. Or if a black cat passes before me, then I know I won't do a certain business deal today. And if it does, you're not allowed to do that. It's also midaraisa, prohibited from the Torah to base one's actions on events such as that, whether we call them sorcery, superstition, whatever name we want to put. The Torah uses the word kishuf, and it's forbidden for a person to do so. So Tosfos asks a question, on how Eliezer, the servant of Avram, could put forth the test that he does and put his faith in it to the degree that he does. And what he's asking is, the way that the Gemara presented, the way that the Chumash, I should say, or certainly as Rashi understands it, takes us through the test of Eliezer. He's sent by Avram and he's made to swear. What's the one oath that Eliezer has to take? What does Avram make him swear? That he's going to go to a certain land to take from his family, from where he came, a daughter from that land. Avram doesn't say, find a nice girl. Avram doesn't say, find a pretty girl. He doesn't say that she's kind. He doesn't say any of that. He says, I have a specific location, an area for my family. That's where I want you to take her from. Eliezer goes, and he sets up a test. And he says, the one who comes out, I'm familiar with the test, with the water, myself, my camels. Osa hochachta. That'll be the one, he says to Hashem, that you have chosen for me. He runs the test. Rivka comes out and passes the test with flying colors. And the Torah describes, right after she finishes giving everyone to drink, he runs over to her, and he is so sure, the Torah says, that Hashem has fulfilled everything that he has asked. He places, Vayikach ha'ish, kasher kilu agmalim lishtos, when the camels finish drinking, Vayikach ha'ish nezem zahav bekov vishkolo, shneitz midim al yada. He places rings and bracelets and money, and he gives it to her. Vayomer, then he says, bat miat, who are you? First, you should find out who she is, whether or not she qualifies, and then give her all of the goods. How is it possible that he's giving her all of the goods without even bothering to ask who he is? So Rashi points out, he was so sure that Hashem had made his way successful, he was positive. Tosfos asks, meanwhile, you're not allowed to do that. He had a promise that he had made to make sure that he found a certain girl, and he had no idea whether or not she qualified or not, except that he made some tests. And it happened as he had hoped it would, and he's all in. So Tosfos asks in the Gemara, how are you allowed to do that? How is Eliezer allowed to do that? That's the question that he asks. Tosfos, on the strength of his question, understands, not like the Psukim seemingly seem to say, that he gave her all of the goods first. Tosfos understands that's not what happened. First he asked, and then when he found out that she was from the right family, he gave her all of the rings and the gold, because it has to be that way, where he knew what he was doing first. But Rashi says specifically not that. Rashi says he gave her all the goods first. So the Maral addresses this question with a very simple answer, and as he gets involved in the halacha in his commentary in Chumash, and he says there's a difference between an event that takes place in the world that's unrelated to the task at hand and an event that is related to the task at hand. So that if a person were to say, if it rains today, I'm going to invest in the market. If it doesn't rain today, I'm not going to invest in the market. What does raining have to do with whether or not you should invest in it? There's no connection between the two. So if a Jew lives his life based on events like that, if this happens, I'll do this. If it doesn't happen, I won't. That's called kishuv. It's also midaraisa for a Jew to base his life on events such as that have no bearing on whatever that you're about to do. We don't believe in things like that, and we're not allowed to act on things like that. But if a person were to say, if it rains today, I'm going to invest in raincoats, so you say, well, that's a different story. Now you're investing in something that, because it's raining, people need to buy raincoats, I'm going to invest in that. That's not kishuf. That's not sorcery or playing a superstitious thing. That's saying, today it's going to be, if it's really hot today, I'm going to invest in cold bottles of water. Okay, people need it. That's just smart investing. So says the Maral, it's true there's such a thing called kishuf, in which a Jew is not allowed to base his actions on outside events. That's when they have nothing to do with what you're doing. Of course, the Torah forbids that. You can't say a cat did this, this animal made this. We don't believe in that. But if a person says, I need a wife for Yitzhak, a woman who is particularly kind and nice and sensitive and takes care of all this, she's the right one. That's not kishuf. He's not saying if something unrelated happens, that's what. Saying the one who fits the bill of what I'm looking for, I'm sure will be. And that's why when the Gemara says, what creates this entire discussion is when the Gemara describes, what is an example of Kishuf? What is an example of this? The Gemara says, Eliezer. Why is Eliezer an example of it? Because Eliezer went all in based on the events that took place. He was ready to give her all the goods without even asking who he was. So the Maral learns, the Gemara is not saying Eliezer was Kishuf. He's an example in the Chumash where somebody says, if something happens, and he did it. His example was what he was looking for was directly related to what would be appropriate for a wife of Yitzchak. She gomelas chesed ru'uya lebeis shel avim. She's fit for the house of it. It wasn't unrelated. But the idea of saying if something happens, I'm all in, Eliezer is indeed the example the Gemara uses for someone who goes all in based on events. As the Maral points out, the difference is only whether or not it was relevant or not relevant to the issues at hand. If it is relevant, that's not Kishuf. If it's not relevant, a Jew is not allowed to act on such events. But Eliezer is the example. As Rashi said, he was so sure he was ready to give her all the money even before he found out who she was.